Californians spend upwards of $1 billion each year to subsidize electricity and natural gas customers. Under the California Alternative Rates for Energy, or CARE program, low-income households are gifted a 20% reduction in their energy bills. CARE provides needed relief to millions of Californians who, even with the discount, are hard-pressed to pay for food, rent, and utilities. But in an era in which we desperately need to reduce our energy use, by lowering costs, the subsidy has the odd effect of encouraging demand. Demand that's too often met by excessively polluting power plants that tend to be located in poor communities, contributing to their above-average asthma rates and other health risks. Low-income families depend on older, less efficient appliances, including energy-hogging refrigerators and air conditioners. In some cases, heating systems are so bad, and insulation non-existent, that ancient stoves are used to heat homes. As a result, much of the CARE subsidy is eaten up by inefficient appliances that better-off Californians would simply replace as a way to reduce their utility bill. No doubt we should help our poorer neighbors pay for higher energy costs. But there's a better way to do that than rate subsidies. We should take the $1 billion we spend each year and invest it directly in low-income homes. Energy-efficient appliances, lighting, and weatherization would lower these households' bills while making them more comfortable. And if we rely on these same families to conduct energy audits and deliver or install energy-efficient appliances and lighting, thousands of green-collar jobs would be created. We need to squeeze more productivity out of our resources. A good way to start is by creating more productive public policies. If we really cared, we'd do more than just give low-income families a handout to help them solve their problem. We'd give them an opportunity to help us solve the problems all of us face. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.